Noam could soon be home to an intensive treatment facility for those struggling with addiction and substance abuse. The Leetvik Wellness and Treatment Center has been 5 years in the making, according to Norton Sound Regional Hospital CEO Angie Gorn. The proposed wellness center would provide intensive outpatient therapy, she says, as well as support and training to healthcare providers throughout the Bering Strait. The plan has been championed as a much-needed alternative to faraway treatment options in cities like Kodiak and Anchorage. Members of the Leetvik Cultural Committee spoke in support of a local facility at Quirik's Rural Providers Conference yesterday in Nome. Committee elders, including Emma Olana, emphasized a need for regional support when it comes to substance abuse and shared her own story and struggle with addiction as a message of hope.
We want to leave everyone with hope. And these stories of recovery and success that we've heard brings hope to the hopeless. And we need to stay strong and build hope with one another.
Olana says by bringing the treatment options closer to home, she can provide better adapted therapies to fit the needs of those who live in Bering Strait communities. She says even the word Leetvik, which literally means a place to get well or a place to come to your senses, is a St. Lawrence Island Yupik word that draws from an ancient place of healing.
Long time ago, in the 19th century, people from the region would go by sailboat to St. Lawrence Island to get well.
Cultural committee member Edna Apatiki believes that a solution to the problem of substance abuse must also build upon the past. She says the way forward requires not only recognizing past hurts and trauma, but also honoring past strengths.
Our people are resilient people. We wouldn't be here if our people were not resilient people. We're survivors.
Apatiki says the Leetvik Center is a logical step forward, providing support for those who are already strong but may need, quote, a little hope. Plans for the facility are currently in the preliminary design stage, could be finalized as early as next year, with construction slated for summer 2018.